Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well. It's just been pouring down with rain here.
It's also pouring down with rain here as well. I think it's just reached us.
I just thought it was because I live in South Auckland and I'm really lucky. Right. This week, after obviously what happened at the week out, my mind just went all over the place.
Fair.
So this segment is going to be all over the place.
That's what I like to hear. I think that feels relatable at the moment.
That imitates life.
Some of it you're going to think, why are you telling me this?
Okay.
Other stuff you're going to go, why the hell did they do that? Or just get on with it, right?
All right.
MPs in UK Parliament are not allowed to call each other asses, gits, rats, sods, swine, idiots, tarts, cowards, hooligans, or gutter snipes.
Which Parliament was this?
The UK.
UK. Obviously in Victorian England times. But no, this is like now. You're not allowed to. So that means you can call them whatever you want, as long as you don't call them them.
Do you think that they have like a list that they just keep adding to? They're like, that is too far. You cannot call them a gutter snipe. Put it on the list.
I don't think they've added to it since like 1897.
It is a very specific list.
Yeah. I'm going to use gutter snipe's going to be my new word.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I think. So, you know, there you go, that's not, why did I bother telling you that, is another one. At 3 p.m. on Christmas Eve, 40% of Swedes watch Donald Duck on TV.
Really?
Yeah, that's one of their traditions, right? It's like how...
Since 1959, I knew Sarah would know that. See, that's what happens.
It's like how in this country, everybody has a really strong attachment to Spike Milligan reading Bad Jelly the Witch.
This is true.
Which doesn't really seem to happen in any other country.
I just think it's been such a random thing.
It is.
It is a random thing. So is it a specific Donald Duck, you know, Christmas holiday special?
Yeah, I think it's... Oh, I should have written that down, shouldn't I? I didn't think anybody would question me on it.
I'm sorry, Rob. I'm sorry.
I mean, if Die Hard can be a Christmas movie, Donald Duck can be a Christmas movie.
Christmas Duck, there you go, featuring me. So that's something that you can pull out in conversation. There's another good one. Ancient Greek soldiers once went on strike for softer pillows.
For nice. Softer pillows. Fair enough. Yeah. If you're out being an ancient Greek soldier, it's probably
sleep.
A hard
exactly.
life.
Sleep is
exactly.
very important.
You can see how bored I've been, can't you? Right. Dogfish can survive for 5 months without oxygen. Why would you want to do that experiment? I fancy being the person that has to check the tank every day.
Oh, no.
I think
you imagine them when they go on, hang on, 5 months, right, we'll scrub that off, let's sort something else out now.
Oh, yeah, that's bleak. That is one of those things where you think, how did you work that out?
This is really...
Well, why would you want to?
This is really bad. I have a goldfish at my house, which I kind of liberated from a film set.
Oh, my God.
It was...
Finding Nemo. Oh, no, that wouldn't be there.
It was a prop. And the person who always put their hand up to take home any animals that were props didn't have a really good track record of keeping them alive. So I took the goldfish home. I'm happy to report it's still alive maybe 4 years later.
Wow.
But I'm not very good at cleaning the tank when I get busy. And I can tell when it's time because it comes up to the surface and you hear it going.
Oh, God.
So I think don't they just kind of surface and go, oi. Sort my tank out.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, there you go. See, learn something every day. I bet you haven't done this one, Ren. The scientific journal Academic Emergency Medicine records an experiment in which sheep were tasered while they're on crystal meth.
What the hell? What? Why? Why?
A lot going on here, isn't there?
Exactly. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah, someone did an experiment. I think they obviously did the experiments while they were on crystal meth to see what would happen on the sheep while they were on crystal meth because they'd run out of stuff to do.
Oh, my God.
That's possibly the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
What were they trying to find?
Don't know. Maybe they were on lockdown. I don't know.
That's a really good point.
5 days in. Let's taser some shit. No, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Absolutely not endorsed by the station. No sheep tasering. Yeah. Thank you very much.
This is the last one today. I actually heard this. this weekend, this is really good. This is quite interesting. Researchers have discovered a complete intact ceremonial carriage in Pompeii.
Whoa, that's cool.
It's preserved. It's got still got its four iron wheels, metal arms rest, back rest, cup holders. Not cup holders, I'll put that bit in. A seat for two people. And it's got loads of medallions on it with nymphs and cupids.
I love it.
It might have been used like as a, in a marriage ceremony.
I love it.
That's super cool. It's amazing how they keep finding stuff from Pompeii.
It happened like nearly 2,000 years ago. You've had people like archaeologists there. You've had looters there and everything. And for them to still find stuff like this is just absolutely amazing.
It is crazy.
Apparently they've got multiple hectares still to kind of carefully excavate. When Vesuvius exploded and kind of coated everything in volcanic ash, it preserved everything so well, and we're still excavating it to this day.
It's pretty awesome.
It's mental to me. It's really, but I think that's great. That's great. That's good things come out of it.
Exactly.
I have no poem this week, and I'll tell you for why.
Okay.
I always do my stuff on Sunday, and every time I went to write a poem, I did what I call a swear sigh, where you sigh and you swear, so you don't actually finish the swear word off.
I know exactly what you mean.
I did about five of those, probably the whole of Auckland did, so no pieing this week, hopefully be back up there next week.
You could pioneer a new form of, like, yogic breathing with swear sighing. That'd be quite good.
I was actually going to do the noises I made when I first heard about it, but every time I tried it, it came out different. But I might pursue that.
You can practice that one in your bedroom. The neighbours will think everything's fine, everything's normal. You have picked us a great song, though, which we will play after the sting. What is it?
B-52s of Rock Lobster. Best start to a song ever.
It is indeed. Hey, Rob, it's always great to catch up. Hopefully we'll see you in the studio soon. Take care. Don't taser any sheep.
And you. Yeah, be safe, Auckland. Yeah, stay away from Cornwall Park and sheep, all right?
Good.
Totally.
Good plan. Kokite!
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
No sheep were harmed.